It's late afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Miss Tony Fassina accompanies Homicide Lieutenant Donald Halverson to the office of the district attorney. More of the district attorney in a few moments. First, Della Street enters her apartment building, walks quickly to her apartment.
Miss Street.
Oh, Katie, move back. Oh,
Miss Street, I'm so glad to see you. I shouldn't have been standing at the door, should I?
No, honey, you shouldn't have. Oh, well, nobody saw you.
Here, let me take the groceries.
No, I have it, Katie.
Oh, please, let me take it.
Be careful of your back, Kate. It's awful heavy.
Oh, my back is all right. I'll put this in the kitchen.
Some of those things go in the refrigerator.
Miss Street.
It's all right, honey. I'll put them away.
I want to tell you something, Miss Street.
There's a special place for the bus.
I have to tell you something.
All right.
I'm just standing by the door. I had been looking through the window. I was watching for you to come home.
You've been kind of nervous?
Mm-hmm.
Here, let's put the groceries away, shall we? Did anything happen to make you nervous?
No.
Put the carrots in the refrigerator, will you, honey?
Oh, yes, of course.
Did anything happen, Katie?
No. Am I a coward, Miss Street? I don't have to ask.
Katie.
I know I am.
Kate.
I'm sorry.
Kate Beekman, we have people coming in for supper.
What?
Yep. Tonight. And we've got a Swiss steak to cook, and I'm going to let you cook it.
Oh, I couldn't.
Oh, don't you know how?
Oh, yes, but I...
Okay, then you take a shower while I get the salad ready, and I'll take a shower while you cook the steak.
Oh, please, Miss Street.
Now, you haven't even looked at the meat, Katie.
Miss Street, please.
All right, honey. Look, I can't tell you everything that Mr. Mason can tell you, because I just don't know all of it. But if I tell you everything I do know, will you pop in the shower and help me cook supper?
Yes, but...
And stop long enough to...
Supper? Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as I know, nothing's changed.
Is Pa...
Yes, your father is under arrest, but we know he didn't kill Gordy Weber, so we don't have to worry much about him. Okay?
Yes.
Your mother doesn't know exactly where you are, but she knows you're safe, and she isn't worried too much about you.
Oh.
And that's the good news. And now I'll tell you the in-between news. Mr. Mason isn't certain that the district attorney has learned that you were in Gordy's apartment, but since the DA hasn't made the first move to prosecute your father, it's obvious that he has something else on his mind.
I see.
And the chances are that the something else is you. Mr. App may know that you were in Gordy's apartment.
That's why I've been scared, Miss Street, because if they've been asking questions about me...
Kate, look, darling, you can bet your boots they've been asking questions about all of us.
What?
Because the DA is backed in a corner. He said your father killed Weber in cold blood. Well, he couldn't find a strong motive for your father. All right, now, if he's investigating you, even if he knows you were in Weber's apartment, he can't find a motive for you either. Right?
What? Oh, of course.
Are you sure, Katie?
Of course I'm sure. Why should I kill Gordy?
Not a reason you have, honey. A reason someone might think you have. Are you sure there isn't one?
Of course.
Now, stop and think about it.
I don't have to.
Okay, then why don't you go in and take a shower?
All right. You make the salad.
And you cook the meat.
Oh, did you buy some garlic?
Mm-hmm.
We always rub a little garlic on our steak. It'll be just as good as you didn't get
some. Oh, I didn't need to. I have some garlic. Garlic's good for colds. Besides, it tastes very good, doesn't it?
Meanwhile, as Lieutenant Halverson leads Tony Fassina along a cement corridor...
Here we are. Here's the district attorney's office, Miss Fassina. Please sit down. I'll tell Mr. App that you're here.
Can I see him right away?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
I want to see him right away.
Well, you'll wait 1 minute while I tell him you're here.
If I have to, but I want to see him right away, Lieutenant. Do you understand?
Yes. I'll be right back.
Didn't you get her, Lieutenant?
Yes, I got her, Mr. Epps. She's outside.
Why? I want to see her.
Yes, sir. Will you give me 1 second?
In reference to Miss Fasina?
Yeah. I talked to her before Weber's funeral, Mr. Abt. She told me things about Kate Bickman.
I know. That's why I asked you to bring her here.
Yes, sir. Now, do you mind if I tell you some more? Before Weber's funeral, Miss Fasina just told me general things about Kate Bickman. I got the idea that she wasn't too positive that what she told me was straight.
What?
I'm just giving you my impression. Now she's changed. Something's happened to make her positive, Mr. Abt. She's positive Kate Bickman killed Weber now.
Well, there's a but?
Yes, sir. But Miss Fasina now has the idea that Kate Bickman planned it. Miss Fasina now thinks that Kate Bickman had a long-range motive.
Motive for murder in the first degree?
That's right, sir.
Let me talk to her, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir, but I'd like to make my point. Miss Fasina couldn't give Kate Bickman a motive when she first talked to me. Now, all of a sudden, she can.
Are you saying Miss Fasina's a liar?
I don't know. And that's straight. I'm just tipping you off.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Okay, Mr. Ant.
No, let me explain. Lieutenant, a district attorney is a fool if he believes the testimony of a lying witness. Now, I've trained myself to spot a witness who's lying. I'm speaking of an important witness. Now, Miss Fasina is quite possibly an important witness.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll tell you a secret. I'm going to watch Miss Fasina when she steps inside that door.
She's worth looking at.
No, I'm serious, Lieutenant.
So am I.
You don't believe me. Very well, doesn't matter. But I'll tell you this. If Miss Fasina intends to come into my office and offer lying testimony, I'll know it when she walks through that door. Let her in.
Okay, Miss Fasina. I'll wait out here, Mr. Rapp.
Shall I close the door, Mr. Epps?
Please.
I watched you watching me, Mr. Epps. I don't blame you. I told the police one thing.
Now you're going to tell me something different? Would you mind opening that door, miss?
Well, not if you want me to.
Come in, Lieutenant.
Did you want me, Mr. Epps? I heard your buzzer.
You may as well stay, Lieutenant.
Why did you have me open the door for him?
I wanted to watch you walk.
What?
You did tell the lieutenant one thing. Now you're prepared to tell me something else. You could be a liar. If you intended to lie, you'd reveal yourself. Perhaps in the way you walked.
And did you watch me, Mr. Rapp?
Yes.
And you listened to me?
Yes. If you don't tell the truth, I'll know it.
This is over my head, Mr. Abt. All I want to do is tell you what I know about Kate Bickman. That's all. Are you going to listen?
Yes, as long as you tell me the truth.
Then ask the lieutenant to step outside. Some of the truth about Kate Bickman is hard for me to say.
You can tell me anything, my dear.
Yes. Maybe. But it's hard to say in front of company. Would you please ask him to step outside? Will you?
Oh, yes, of course. Leave us, will you please, Lieutenant?
District Attorney Frederick Abt was quite sincere when he said he'd know if a witness lied to him. But if a witness convinces herself what she testifies is the truth, if Tony Fasina believes what she's about to tell Mr. Abt about Ed Beekman's daughter, well, you'll join us on Monday, won't you?